Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, March 24th, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Menasha Packaging Company has announced a $70 million expansion and investment in the Midwest region. Also making headlines last week, Essity has completed its divestment of its shares in Vinda. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Stockholm. Essity completes its divestment of its shares in Vinda. The hygiene and health company Essity has completed the divestment of its entire holding of 51.59% of its shares in the Asian hygiene company Vinda International Holdings Limited for 23.5 Hong Kong dollars per share. The sales proceeds amounted to 14.6 billion Hong Kong dollars, which is approximately 19 billion Swedish kroners. SD will retain a presence in Asia and in Vinda through continuing licensing of its SD's brands. On December 15th of 2023, SD communicated that Isola Castle Limited, a company indirectly wholly owned by Asia Pacific Resources International Limited, also known as April, had purchased or had announced that it intended to make a preconditional public offer to shareholders of Vinda to acquire 100% of the company's issued shares at 23.5 Hong Kong dollars per share. SD signed an irrevocable undertaking to accept the offer in respect to all of its 51.59% of its shareholding. The offer was announced on March 8, 2024, and Essity has accepted it in line with its undertaking. The price in the public offer will correspond to an equity value for all shares of approximately 28.3 billion Hong Kong dollars, which is 37 billion Swedish kroners. Dateline Neenah, Wisconsin. Menasha Packaging Company announces $70 million expansion and investment in the Midwest region. Menasha Packaging Company, LLC, the largest independent retail-focused packaging and merchandising solutions provider in the United States, with a network of design centers, manufacturing plants, contract packaging, and fulfillment and service centers, it said it plans to infuse $70 million in capital into its Richmond, Indiana footprint as part of an ongoing U.S. network modernization initiative. Now, Menasha Packaging Company currently has two locations in Richmond, which will be consolidated and expanded as part of the capital infusion. Quote, "These investments position our Richmond facility as one of the premier producers of graphic packaging solutions in the United States, offering best-in-class corrugating, printing, and converting technology," says Mike Riesinger, president of Menasha Packaging Company. Mike continues, quote, "We are excited about the growth and expansion plans we have in Richmond and what it means not only for our customers but for our employees and the community of Richmond," says Rex Singer. Menasha Packaging designs, prints, and produces high-end graphic packaging displays and merchandising products for in-store and online.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dayline, Catawba, South Carolina. Judge says lawsuit against New Indy can move forward. A new court ruling will allow one of the lawsuits against the New Indy Containerboard Paper Mill in South Carolina to move forward. People living near the mill in York County sued New Indy, saying the company violated the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act as well as Federal Water Pollution Control Act. A judge ruled the majority of the claims in the case can go forward. People living near the paper processing plant in Catawba, South Carolina, say they've had health problems from the plant's emissions. Quote, "It's like when that smell comes, I have to go in the house. My eyes itch, my ears, my head. You can tell that it's toxic." Bonnie Lenz, who recently moved to near the paper mill, had said. In January, New Indy was in a federal appeals court in Virginia fighting allegations that it had continued to release an excessive amount of gas neighbors say is toxic and violates the Clean Air Act. New Indy has pushed to have at least one lawsuit filed by residents dismissed. The EPA said the plant has not violated the latest consent decree, which limited how much hydrogen sulfate it can pump out over a period of time. New Indy added that there's no standard set by the EPA for emitting the gas when it comes to paper and pulp plants. New Indy has also said there is no evidence that the gas is hazardous.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923, or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel coal, gas, bark, or black liquor, on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dayline, Calgary, Alberta. Calgary Rail Company acquires former Canfor pulp mill in northeast British Columbia. Representing an important win in the bottleneck battle faced by Western Canada's resource industries, Buffalo Rail and Infrastructure Corporation is pleased to announce the $7 million acquisition of Canfor Pulp Products' pulp mill assets, including 300-plus acres of heavy industrial land in Taylor, British Columbia. The property will be repurposed over time into a multi-use industrial distribution and logistics hub focused on serving the region's energy, agricultural, and forestry industries. Quote, this exciting multi-phase, multi-year development provides a much-needed solution to meeting changing logistics and supply chain needs across multiple industries and sectors in Western Kentucky and beyond, said Jarrett Zielinski, president and CEO of Buffalo. Jarrett continues, quote, phase one is just the beginning. The features on this site provide boundless opportunities to support the industrial growth forecast for the region, end of quote. Dateline, Cincinnati, Ohio. ProAmpac acquires UP Paper. ProAmpac, a global leader in flexible packaging and material science, announced last week the acquisition of UP Paper, a leading producer of recycled craft paper. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. Quote, the UP Paper team has done an incredible job building this great business. We look forward to building on their existing relationships and production expertise to serve our customer base with a broader suite of sustainable packaging products, says Greg Tucker, founder, vice chairman, and chief executive officer of ProAmpac. Quote, ProAmpac has built an exceptional platform from which we can continue to grow our business, said Lars Dannenberg, president and CEO of UP Paper. Quote, Lars continues, quote, together we will have a strong portfolio of paper products and a shared commitment to excellence in customer service. I am confident that our current and future customers will benefit from this partnership, end of quote. Dateline Zurich. Amcor announces CEO transition. Amcor, a global leader in developing and producing responsible packaging solutions, announced last week that after 9 years as chief executive officer, Ron Delia has informed the board of directors of his decision to retire from the company and step down from the board for health reasons effective April 15, 2024. The board has appointed Peter Konaczynski, Amcor's current chief commercial officer and longstanding member of the company's global management team, as interim CEO. Mr. Delia will provide continued support in an advisory role until September 30th of 2024 to facilitate the transition. The board is conducting a thorough search process to identify a permanent successor for the CEO role, which will include internal and external candidates, the company said. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Cleveland, Ohio. Jamestown Container Companies acquires Midwest Box Company. Jamestown Container Companies announced an agreement to acquire Midwest Box Company's packaging business in Cleveland, Ohio. Terms of the agreement were not disclosed. Both companies will work closely together during the transition of business to Jamestown Container, which they expect to complete quickly. As part of the agreement, Jamestown Container plans to operate the Midwest Box plant and retain the general manager, account managers, and customer service professionals responsible for these accounts, as well as several of the key operations and distribution personnel. The acquisition may also require Jamestown Container to hire several additional operations personnel in their Macedonia, Ohio manufacturing facility. Jamestown Container Companies currently operates 6 manufacturing facilities. In addition, Jamestown Container is an owner of Greenpack LLC and a managing partner in Niagara Sheets LLC, both world-class state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities in the Buffalo, New York area. Midwest Box Company started in 1964 as a short-run supplier and grew to become Cleveland, Ohio's oldest and largest sheet plant. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. International Paper says board elects Andrew Silvernail to succeed Mark Sutton as CEO. International Paper announced that its board of directors has elected Andrew Silvernail as chief executive officer following an extensive evaluation process. Effective May 1, 2024, Silvernail will succeed Mark Sutton, who previously announced the final phase of the CEO succession process. Sutton will continue in his role as chairman of International Paper Board of Directors to ensure a smooth and successful transition. Silvernail joins International Paper from KKR and Company Incorporated, a global investment firm where he served as an executive advisor. Silvernail also served as chairman and CEO of Madison Industries, one of the world's largest privately held companies. Prior to that, Silvernail served as chairman and CEO of IDEX Corporation from 2011 to 2020. He previously held executive positions at Rexnord Industries, Newell Rubbermaid, and Danaher Corporation. He currently serves on the board of directors of Stryker Corporation. Dateline Craven County, North Carolina. Deadly Weyerhaeuser forklift accident in North Carolina under investigation. One man is dead following a forklift accident at a Weyerhaeuser sawmill facility. According to Craven County Emergency Services Director Stanley Kite, the deadly accident happened around 1 p.m. local time Sunday, March 17th. Officials say that a man was trapped under a forklift. The man appeared to be doing some mechanical work on the equipment when the accident happened, according to officials. Kite says the employee was pronounced dead at the scene and then transferred to Carolina East Medical Center in New Bern. According to Kite, the Craven County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Weyerhaeuser, through their Director of Government Affairs, had provided a statement after the death of the worker at their Vanceboro facility on Sunday. Quote, "We are deeply saddened to share that one of our team members died on Sunday from injuries sustained while working at our lumber mill in New Bern, North Carolina. An investigation is underway, and we cannot share any further details at this time. This is a tragic situation for the employee's family and our community, and our thoughts are with this individual's family and friends and everyone at our mill," the statement said. Dateline Canada. Officials investigating workplace death at West Fraser Timber Slave Lake Pulp Mill. The company that operates Slave Lake Pulp has confirmed that a contractor was killed at the site on Wednesday, March 13th. Quote, "A contractor was fatally injured at our pulp operation in Slave Lake. The incident occurred when the individual was working to repair a piece of mobile equipment. The mill was not operating at the time," said Joyce Wagoner, communications director for West Fraser Timber, which operates Slave Lake Pulp. The spokesperson said West Fraser Timber is cooperating with Alberta Occupational Health and Safety, also known as OHS, during its investigation. Quote, "Our thoughts are with the individual's family, colleagues, and our Slave Lake Pulp team during this difficult time," Wagoner said. Alberta Health Services said EMS personnel responded to a site in Lesser Slave River just before 2 p.m. local time on March 13th. A man was pronounced dead, AHS said. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.